Hello, everyone. Jared asked me to discuss this morning something along the lines of poverty and how people of faith work to relieve poverty of all kinds and what drives this desire to show compassion. It took me a while to compose how I wanted to tackle this heavy subject. I didn't want to misrepresent those facing poverty or those who work closely to alleviate the issue. However, as Jared said, I have gotten the privilege to participate in the 4 youth trips these past 4 years through the Hinesburg Youth Project. Though these trips have been of varying focuses, poverty remained relevant to all of them in the work that we did. And through this work, I have grown immensely in my understanding of the topic. The trip to New York City in 2016 was one of my first direct experiences with poverty. As a group, we worked in a variety of soup kitchens, food pantries, and resource distribution centers for the disadvantaged. That week provided me with such valuable insight into the world of poverty. It's difficult to look at an issue such as this without preconceptions based on how society traditionally perceives it. It wasn't until I was working alongside and for those affected by poverty did I get the insight I was looking for. One of the biggest takeaways from my time in New York City was the true meaning of the word poverty. I had always assumed the term referred only to those who were homeless, but I learned that the word encompasses a far greater group of people than just those without shelter. It refers to those who are without a stable income, without regular access to enough food, or unable to afford other basic necessities. It became clear to me that understanding this distinction is the foundation of being able to effectively serve and make change. In following years, we were able to see poverty in a variety of other settings. Last summer, we witnessed disaster-inflicted poverty when we traveled to Puerto Rico for hurricane relief. This experience continued to challenge the ideas of poverty I had created in my head. It is easy to believe that those facing poverty are there based on decisions they have made. Though this may be a factor in some cases, it is one of hundreds upon thousands of reasons a person may be going through hardship. In Puerto Rico, we saw firsthand how something as out of your control as a hurricane can completely derail your life, utterly destroying what you once knew and were accustomed to. Finally, this summer, we traveled to Orland, Maine, where we worked exclusively at a homeless shelter, spending the week learning the stories of those living and working there and fully immersing ourselves in their world. This trip broke what I believe to be the biggest barrier many people face when discussing or interacting with the homeless. This barrier is the belief that the circumstances of one's living situation create separation between you and them, that those with a different lifestyle wouldn't be able to relate to you because of surface-level differences. After spending even a short amount of time with the people at this shelter in Maine, it became obvious that this separation exists only in our heads. We are all the same on the inside. We can all laugh at the same things, talk, and enjoy a meal together, despite what we see as differences. What makes us human is the same and is the only thing that truly carries weight. Throughout these 3 experiences, I have learned to challenge the things I thought to be true about poverty. Throughout the years I was going on these service trips, I was also individually working on my faith. These 2 seemingly separate journeys intertwined in ways I was often unaware of. To be someone with faith is to follow the teachings of God. And one of the biggest demonstrations of Jesus' love for us are the countless acts of service he performed, as told by the Bible. He continued to show his unconditional love through how he treated people with utmost respect and compassion. In order to emulate this compassion, we as followers of God have the responsibility to serve those around us well. A particular story that comes to mind is found in Matthew 8, when a man with leprosy kneels before Jesus, asking him to make him clean. As you probably know, leprosy is an infectious and a highly contagious disease, far more common in the time of the Bible than now. Lepers, or people with leprosy, were extremely secluded and rejected from society, left without the ability to hug or kiss their family members or endure normal human contact. When this leper knelt before Jesus and asked to be clean, Jesus reached down with his hand and touched him. This simple yet symbolic action of physical touch says volumes in itself. But beyond that, he told the leper that he was willing to cleanse him of his leprosy and was able to heal him. I think the thing to take away from this story is Jesus' ability to fully disregard how society viewed those with leprosy. He was able to let his love be far greater than the disgust that others saw lepers with. When it comes to poverty and service, we could stand to learn from the way Jesus treated the leper. Blind to the misconceptions and how other people view this group of people. When applied to service, it is beneficial to learn how to break down the barriers we create between ourselves and those we serve. God leaves us with the challenge to let our love be far stronger than our fear and to welcome the disadvantaged into open arms. Thank you.